At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Illini guy Mike Kegley, and we have a special treat for you today as we're going to give you a real quick preview of the Sweet 16 so that you're in tune and ready to go for Thursday and Friday's game. And I have former Muhammad Bulldog and former Fighting Illini Brett Melton here, and he is going to help give us kind of a little bit of additional perspective. When you end up getting somebody who's actually played the game at a high level, it's a little different than the theories that I can apply to it, or even Brad or anybody else on the site. So we thought it would be fun to get Brett on. Brett, thanks for coming on today.
I appreciate it. I'm having I am enjoying the conversation, and I enjoy being able to go over some of these possible matchups.
Yeah, and one other tip we're going to tell you is on our weekly radio show, we will also have Brett on. So if you are looking to tune in on to the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular on Friday or Saturday, you will have an opportunity to listen to Brett and get a little bit of insight into a couple things that he gave us a great education on in terms of players and how they have to deal with the public, which is a pretty hot topic here at the end of the season. It happens across America where fans have to deal with the disappointment of their team not winning the national title because only one team can do it. So, Brett, thanks for letting us in on that, and we look forward to having you on the show.
Absolutely. It was fun to do it.
Perfect. So now we have a we're going to go over a preview here, and let's start with what is going on in the West region. Got a couple of games that are here today. Number one seed Gonzaga against number four Arkansas. This is one of, Mark Few's on his quest, trying to get to that first title. And I don't have an issue with the schedule that Gonzaga plays, because until they get a football program, they're not going to be allowed into any of the Power Five conferences. That's just the reality, folks. Yeah. Football drives the TV contracts. So the fact that they play a stacked preseason schedule is good enough for me. And hopefully Gonzaga's success will help elevate that conference from a basketball standpoint. But if I have to predict in this one, I am just not certain that that Gonzaga is going to be I just don't think the Razorbacks can handle them.
No.
What are your thoughts on this?
No, I think that Arkansas will be able to hang with them. But this is the first year where I've been overly impressed with the speed at which Gonzaga plays. And I kind of relate it to like a boxing match where you can hang for the first few rounds, but you know, the speed at which, you know, those body blows are coming, it just wears you down. And I think we saw that with Memphis. And Memphis, you know, had Gonzaga by the throat in the first half, but the speed at which they play, it was just, they couldn't keep them down. And then after, you know, the other team started to get a little tired, you know, Gonzaga made their run and that was it. And so I do kind of see the similar thing with Arkansas, and the preseason schedule does help. I think playing in the WCC hurts them through the regular season.
Yep.
As far as the competition, but I think they are built to win. And so I'm actually, I think they'll win. They'll beat Arkansas pretty handily.
Yeah. I think we agree on that one. Now that the next game is Duke and Texas Tech. And this is one of those, here it is, the wildest year of all time in terms of upsets during the regular season, and the West region, you get a 1, 2, 3, and 4. So much for the craziness, but, as I look at this Duke matchup, you've got Duke with a fantastic set of freshmen, and you've got Texas Tech with that defensive mentality that Chris Beard kind of inspired in them before heading to Texas. Mm-hmm. And I am not sold that this group of freshmen can handle that type of defense. I don't know that they've played anybody in quite some time because the ACC was a little weaker this year. I feel like this is where the bracket is going to have an upset, although a 2 versus a 3 is a very mild one. And I am also telling you that I have a bias. I'm not a Duke fan, and I'm not basically a Coach K fan. So I am saying Texas Tech over Duke. What do you say?
Yeah. This is a, I think this is a toss up. This is a matchup that I usually revert back to conference versus conference. I do think the Big 12 was stronger than the ACC this year. And so I would give the edge to Texas Tech for that reason. But at the same time, not to ignite the conspiracy theories out there, but with this being Coach K's last year, you never know. It could be some type of Cinderella ending. But as far as, talent, I'll take defense over some talented freshmen most of the time.
Yep. And so we're kind of in alignment there. I think that's going to be I think that's going to be a very entertaining game. And I actually am looking forward to both of these games tonight on CBS. So let's take a look the other games that are this evening as well. Is one that in the South region, we have Arizona taking on Houston. Obviously, Illini fans very familiar with both of these teams, as the Illini lost a close one versus Arizona prior to the Big Ten season. And then, of course, they had a last week's loss to Houston. I think Houston is an extremely talented team, but I just think the overall athleticism of Arizona is going and the length of the guards. You know, when you're 6'1" and you're going up and being defended against a 6'5" guy like Taze Moore, it is hard for a 6'1" guy to get consistent shots over the top of a 6'5" guy. If I played you in a game, I would be in real big trouble because I'm not going to get, as a 6'1" guy, just not going to get very many open looks. I think in this case, we are looking at a Arizona team that is just big enough to maybe negate enough of Houston's advantages on defense that I think Arizona is going to pull this out. I actually have Arizona as my overall number one. And if I'm going to pick a winner that's not the Illini, which now is reality, it's going to be Arizona. What are your thoughts on this one?
I don't want to keep agreeing with you, but I think the Arizona is the overall favorite. I think they have too much firepower. When you talk about matchups, you know, Houston versus Illinois, you know, their guards kind of athletically could wreak havoc on the Illini guards, which is kind of what happened. But I think Arizona is going to do the same thing to Houston. The athleticism that Houston has is not going to be able to take advantage of a lot of those opportunities that they did last week. And I think Arizona is the overall favorite. And I'm a big fan of Kylan Boswell, who just committed to Arizona. I've had an eye on Arizona a little bit harder since he committed there a few weeks ago. So I think Arizona is the favorite in this game for sure.
Yeah. And I don't like Kelvin Sampson. So if he's gonna lose, I say to our friends in Arizona, make it big.
But you know, four consecutive Sweet 16s for Houston is impressive.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, it's interesting because both he and Bruce Pearl have had run-ins with the Illinois basketball program that I didn't think they basically had the best behavior. But I don't think anybody can deny that the two men can coach. And I will tell you that for Illini fans, you know, it took Jay Wright, I believe, what was it, like 2010, 2011 through 2015, he didn't make it to the out of the first weekend. And people wondered, you know, should he be at Villanova or not? And then all of a sudden, the last, you know, 6-7 years, he's got a couple national titles. And so you have to, you know, give those guys their due, you know, good coaches. And Samson's built it. You got to take your hat off to what he's done I may not like the guy, you know, for his run-ins with the Fighting Illini, but you bring up a great point. Good coach and very successful. Now, the next game is one that I dread because I've told people on our podcast all year, Michigan's a young team. They're going to have three or four really good games where those young freshmen put it all together. Mm-hmm. And when they put it all together, they have the physical talent to do some things. And I, in my bones, I'm feeling a horrific upset here. And I am thinking that the length of Michigan coupled with Hunter Dickinson on the inside, I dread saying this, but I think they're going to win tonight. Please disagree with me.
Man, that was my one upset that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
And it goes back to two things. One, I'm looking at conferences again, and I think Big Ten stronger than the Big East.
Yep.
You know, so I would give Michigan the slight edge just because I feel like they played in more close games. They got their butt kicked a handful of times. They got their butt kicked a handful of times, and I think that has prepared them for adversity for these moments. And then the other thing that people don't usually talk about is what happened in the first round to Michigan. They were down by, you know, 15 points to Colorado State, and they pulled it out. And a lot of times when those types of things happen, you kind of get into this groove, this momentum, this confidence where it can kind of run through the rest of the tournament, similar to, you know, UCLA last year, who made it all the way to, you know, to the Final Four. And they almost lost an overtime game to Michigan State in the first round.
Yeah. And I think you've got this peg right. And I've never been so behind Jay Wright as I will be tonight. but I'm worried that Michigan is set up. And, you know, this is where Illinois, you know, Michigan's been going to the under Beilein, you know, and now under Howard. But they have put together, you know, years of being in the NCAA. Underwood has started that again for the Illini. But the Illini need a stretch of 8 or 10 NCAA tournament, entries. And then that's when one of those turns into a big run or two of them. And yep. We're starting to stack those years up.
And all you need is one. That's all you
exactly.
need.
Exactly. Yeah, ask Bill Self. So now let's go to the Friday's game in the Midwest region. What are your thoughts on the Kansas versus Providence? Another 1-4. So there's no mystery here. There's no upsets. What are your thoughts on this game?
Well, I think Providence can definitely compete with them. I'm looking right now at the team comparison. I mean, the opponent's points per game. Providence actually has a better defense. They're averaging less points per game against them than Kansas is. So their defense is strong, which can keep you in a game no matter who you play. But I still think the Big 12 is better than the Big East. Every time I pick Kansas, they always end up getting upset. But I have a hard time going against Bill Self. That was my coach back in the day, even though yep. he's on a different team now. I got all the faith in the world in Coach Self, and you know, he's proven himself time and time and time again. So I don't think they're going to win it all, but I think they can get through Providence on this one.
Yeah, and I'm actually feeling like Providence has a shot here. I know they haven't played the quality of teams here in the tournament that Kansas has, and I actually had Iowa, you know, going this far in the matchups, and Iowa, you know, did me wrong early and blew up my bracket, but which should be a lesson to me to never do anything, but never be nice about Iowa, and I did it, and now I paid for it. But I'm going to pick Providence in this one. I think they've kind of gotten, maybe by playing, you know, a number 12 team and getting that big blowout, I think maybe they're feeling pretty good here. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of my upset that I'm picking on Friday night. So we'll see who's right on this, because it's hard for me as well. I was a huge Bill Self fan. And while I know people are frustrated that he chose to leave Illinois, he gave us some three incredible years. So
yeah,
I'll always be a Bill Self fan. So the next one is our upset special. This is kind of what everybody thought would be the NCAA tournament this year when there's so much parity. We have a number 10 Miami team up against number 11 Iowa State. Now, these are, you know, you get Miami who beats a number 7 and a number 2. And I did not think, as painfully as it was for me to pick Auburn. And I've never been so excited to have my bracket broken, because I had Auburn going to the Final Four. At least when Coach Pearl lost, I got a little bit of satisfaction. Iowa State, you know, beat LSU and beat what I thought was a drastically overseeded Wisconsin. They were not, mm-hmm. you know, Wisconsin is what I called, they were the NCAA equivalent of the 2001 Bear team. That was the worst 13-3 team I had ever seen in the NFL, but they were still 13-3. So you got to give them their respect. They were the co-champions of the Big Ten, but I didn't think they were that strong. So Iowa State got here. Who are you thinking in this? I mean, this is a hard one to pick with two teams that have beat the odds. Who's going to do it a third time?
You know, it is. I mean, this is a toss up. I think this is probably the money line on this is probably split right down the middle. I'm going to go with Iowa State. There's a lot of reasons why I should not, but from a defensive standpoint, they're Big 12. They're a better defensive team than Miami. And I think if the other team can't score, then the other team can't win. And hopefully this is a defensive battle and Iowa State pulls it out. But if Miami starts, you know, scoring like they're capable of doing, then I think Miami could pull away pretty handily. But I'm going to go with Iowa State on the small upset on this one.
Yeah, and I like Miami, but I do think it's darn near a coin flip. I'll give the old man credit, and we'll go with the coaching on this game. But I think this is going to be another game that'll be really fun to watch, because I think that one is going to go down the stretch, and it's one of those that, as we look at it, you know, it's a hard one to call, but I'm going to go with Miami. So we got a couple games we're off on in that one. Now we got to finish off in the fourth and final region. We start with the East region, and this is where I don't dislike Purdue, other than the fact that I think that, you know, if we had hired the right coaches after Bill Self, maybe we would have stayed at the level Purdue's at right now or above that. So I'm a little jealous of Purdue, but Matt Painter seems like a great guy. And they've gotten a beautiful, beautiful red carpet pathway here to get themselves all the way to the Final Four, in my opinion. And I think they're going to trounce St. Peter's. I think this is Cinderella's going to go home with a glass slipper that's been curb stomped into little tiny pieces.
Yeah, I would like to agree, I think I'm going to go with St. Pete on this one, just because it's probably the most not favored, and I love what St. Pete's coach, Shaheen Holloway, said the other day. It was Shaheen Holloway, right? Just making sure. Okay. Yeah. Cause he was saying that, you know, hey, they got a bunch of kids from New Jersey and New York. They ain't scared of anything. And there's something to be said about East Coast mentality. They're not scared of anything. They do have some length, and you know, at length and athleticism can hide a lot of different things. And if Purdue doesn't shoot the ball well, that I think St. Pete can pull it out. But I do think Purdue, you know, is the overall favorite in this matchup, and they've got too much firepower and too much strength and skill, and they're battle tested through the Big Ten. But I'm going to go with St. Pete on the upset on this one.
Yeah, this one, like I said, if they were to win this, that would be one of the biggest upsets, you know, of all time, when you get a number three you know, or a 15 seed, you know, getting this far, that would be just unbelievable. And, you know, that would, I got to be honest with you, it would be a heck of a story. I like your prediction better, because if that happened, that would be something that, that America would just be talking about. It would be really cool.
You know, and everybody thinks Purdue's going to win, but, you know, look at what Purdue did to Illinois about a month ago, and then they turned around and I forget who they lost to, but, you know, they got, they, you know, so they're not bulletproof.
Yeah, no, I agree. And Jaden Ivey's got all the potential in the world, but you don't know exactly what he's going to turn it into. I keep thinking they just got to get the ball into to Zach Edey and Trevion Williams and just foul out the other team. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it some days they don't, they tend to be like Illinois. That's every once in a while Illinois forgets they got Kofi. Right. So we'll see how it goes. But that would be one of the great upsets. I can't pull the trigger on it, though. Now, here's the final game is North Carolina, incredibly talented team physically. Didn't really live up to their preseason hype or their, you know, ranking clippings, so to speak, during the regular season. But they proved that a big run can make everything better. Going up against the team that is the master of making runs in the NCAA tournament, the UCLA Bruins, and Tiger Campbell's quite a – He is such a fun point guard to watch, how he controls the pace of a game. What are your thoughts on this game?
This is one where I'm actually going to go with the momentum. I think I'm picking you, North Carolina, on this one. And the reason is because UCLA's third best player, who I believe is probably their glue guy, is Sanchez. And he rolled his ankle pretty bad in the round of 32, and I think them not having him for the game is going to hurt them. Now, he could play. I don't know his status, but he says he's a game-time decision. Ankles are what ruined my career, and so seeing how he didn't have the ability to put any weight on it, I don't think he's going to play, and if he does, he's not going to be very effective. So I think I would give North Carolina the edge just because UCLA is not full strength.
That's fair enough. Ankles didn't stop my career. Talent did. So talent and height, that was a bad combination to not have.
That'll hurt you.
Yeah, this killer. But no, I'm actually going to go. This is where my biases play against me, but I'm still annoyed about the 2005 national title game. So I'm going to pick UCLA in a vain hope that I don't have to see North Carolina go further. There's no other reason than that. And I like Tiger Campbell. So I am going to push. I'm going to push for that. And then hopefully Brady Manick won't have to be ejected this game, and he can manage to stay in the whole time. I think the way the way UCLA is playing, I'm hoping that North Carolina has now peaked and they'll be on the downside. So yeah. We ended up being a little bit different. We started off with apparently Thursday night we were totally in line with, and then Friday we diverged quite a bit.
Which means, yeah, so Thursday's not going to happen at all the way we had anticipated. But
the way I think is going to happen is we're going to miss all four games on Thursday, and then you're going to get everything right on Friday, because if you've seen my bracket, there's nothing there that anyone would want to emulate. I think I'm down in like the 20s or the teens on the ESPN bracket thing. Not good at all.
Yeah. But I think Johnny Juzang and Tiger Campbell, they definitely have enough firepower, you know, to beat North Carolina. But I think Chuck has really hurts them because he's their glue guy.
Perfect. Well, I tell you what, thanks for coming on. I know that this was a short notice thing, but I do appreciate you coming on. Anytime we can get former Illini on to help us talk about things is great. And the unique perspective that you bring to the table as being a former athlete is good. And I want to remind people, if you're listening to this on Thursday, the 24th, or Friday, the 25th, You can look on our weekend edition of the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular radio show. You go to IlliniGuys.com and you hit the radio button, and you can look and see the cities around you, what station it's on, what day, and what time. So you can listen to Brett Melton there. We're going to be talking on a little bit more serious of a subject than just who's going to win the games. But I think there's a lot there that's worth listening to. And of course, when you're out on social media, please don't post at players. And let's try to be a little bit nicer out there. If everybody did it, Twitter wouldn't be such a such a cesspool at times. Any final thoughts there, Brett, before we let people go here?
No, have fun. I mean, this is Christmas for basketball. I mean, this is the greatest time of the year for people that love watching basketball, and you know, upsets are going to happen, and they're fun to watch when they do. So great. Get your popcorn. I think it's going to be some upsets this weekend.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much. And folks, I am going to go talk a little bit of business now. Please make sure you go to IlliniGuys.com. If you subscribe there, it's $99 for 1 year. You will get all the inside information on what's going on with Illini Sports. We will. We have message boards that we can put things on there where the rumor mills are. And many times the Illini Guys subscribers know something that's going to happen, not days, but weeks before it really does. So go to IlliniGuys.com if you want to know everything about Illini Sports. Next thing is you go to IlliniGuys.com, hit the radio button as we talked about in the podcast, and you can find the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular, where it's broadcast around you, what day, what time. All we ask you to do is, if you get a moment, call the radio station, thank them for having us on the air. That would help us a lot. And of course, we also release a podcast of that sometime later Saturday afternoon after all the radio stations have aired it. So you can listen to it that way if you don't have time to listen to it while it's on the air. And of course, when we have that, we have other podcasts out there. We have Sturdy for 30, going to have some incredible stuff coming up that only somebody with the relationships and access of Brad Sturdy could make happen. And we have Ked's Recruiting Roundup, which has some of the interviews of the kids who are being recruited, the coaches who are coaching them, and the parents who are parenting them. Gives you a totally the opposite side of the recruiting table. Gives you what you can't get anywhere else. So if you are a member of IlliniGuys.com, you get access to a lot of stuff. We would be honored to have you as a member. And if you know any Illini fans and you're already a member, please talk to a friend. Send them this podcast. See if we can get more people to join Illini Guys and be part of our network. Thank you so much, and go Illini.